Dave Leventhal, senior editor at Notice and our Washington insider, is with us on the Bison Automotive Live Line this morning. Yesterday, Dave, we saw the ousted Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro and his wife appear before a judge in New York to face charges related to drug trafficking. The criminal case is in motion here, but it seems like it could be a very lengthy one. I mean, he's not due back in court until March at this point.
You nailed it, Susan. This is obviously happened also very quickly, but then the long process now begins. We can expect that this is going to be quite a protracted affair and that this is not going to last weeks. It will likely last months, and it could last more. The Trump administration is eager to see that process play out, but this is a process that the Trump administration does not fully or really at all control in a very meaningful way, in the sense that the court system is going to do what the court system does. And Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, he has said time and time and time again, although many detractors don't believe him, that this is just strictly a law enforcement process. Well, taking him at his word, if it is a law enforcement process, again, that law enforcement process must play out and the court system will be front and center.
Well, this, really raises a lot of questions. I guess one of them would be, and we talk a lot about Congress here, Dave, that the president did not clear this with Congress. He did not notify Congress of this. The president's explanation was simple. It's just, I can't trust them to keep their mouth shut. What do people think about that explanation and how this or something like this might happen going forward?
Many Republicans on Capitol Hill, my colleagues have spoken with dozens of members of Congress over the past 48 hours, and many of them have been quiet. Many Democrats, perhaps not surprisingly, have been outraged by this, saying, well, we have to know about this. And that really goes to the whole, well, was this a law enforcement or was this a military action? It can be both at the same time, but Congress ostensibly, regardless of who's president or what administration is in place, should be knowing about a military action. And make no mistake about this, there was massive and major military action, as was articulated by Pete Hegseth, who leads the U.S. military from a civilian standpoint. So this is a complicated situation, to completely understate that case here. And it's something, too, that Congress is likely not going to be quiet about going forward, in the sense, too, that the Washington Post and the New York Times, they actually knew about the attack before it happened. They didn't report on it in deference to keeping U.S. troops safe. So that's a very curious and perhaps underappreciated wrinkle in all of this. And members of Congress weren't too thrilled about that the news media, at least two members of it, knew about it prior to them knowing about it.
Dave, there is some precedent here. If you go back to the 90s with Manuel Noriega, the former Panamanian dictator, and who also tried to claim head of state immunity, but that was rejected. Do you see a certain, that's kind of a similar path here with this case?
Perhaps, and it's very unclear at this point what the legal strategy is going to be for Maduro and exactly who's going to be representing him in all of this, and whether he's going to hearken back to other types of actions that the U.S. has taken against strongmen from Central and South American countries, which the U.S. has a long history of involvement in, or if it's going to be something completely new and novel. What we do know, though, is that this is going to be, of course, in U.S. territory. This is going to be something that the Venezuelan government is likely not going to have significant involvement in beyond Maduro himself. And the bigger international question is, what is the U.S.'s relationship going to be with Venezuela moving forward? There's been a great deal of confusion as to whether Donald Trump's initial comments on this, that we're going to take over Venezuela, is that going to rule the day? Or what Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, was saying, which is that, no, we're actually not going to be taking them over. We're going to be working with the interim government in place to try to coerce them or press them to do what the U.S. wants them to do. So many Republicans on Capitol Hill, again, that we spoke with in the past 24 hours, they were expressing confusion all the way up to Republican leadership as to exactly what the U.S. involvement in Venezuela is going to be going forward. So that was quite striking.
You know, does the confusion maybe lend some credence to the explanation that this was simply a law enforcement operation, like what we heard, that, all right, we're going after this person for breaking a law. We brought him here. We're going to bring him to justice. And I, you know, we don't have a plan for Venezuela because all we're doing is enforcing the law against this one man.
And that can be said, but most law enforcement operations don't involve dozens and dozens of U.S. military apparatus and the Navy and the Army. It wasn't the FBI that arrested Maduro. It was Delta Force. So the military was intimately involved in this. So, again, it can be both things at the same time, but it's important to underscore that this was a massive military operation that took months to put into place. It extreme planning, extreme cost, and the risk of lives. Thankfully, nobody apparently in the U.S. military was killed, although some were injured. And that's, I think, at its face, just wildly different than most law enforcement operations. So that will be part of the conversation as to the true nature of what this was. And it certainly was a hybrid mission. There's no question about it.
And what about the future of Venezuela? The vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, was sworn in as interim leader yesterday, but it all seems very complicated.
It is very complicated, Susan. And she at one time was talking a strong game, saying that at first that the United States is not going to be taking over this country. And then she's had conversations with U.S. officials, but also too at her inauguration as interim president. She was quite literally embracing the representatives who were there from China and Russia and Iran. So there is a very significant swirl of confusion around exactly what that relationship is going to look like. And also to the main opposition figures of Venezuela have kind of been sidelined here. And it appears that this has not been regime change in the sense that Maduro's people are still in place in Venezuela, even if Maduro himself is behind bars, jailed in New York City.
Well, hey, Dave, thanks so much for being on with us once again. Dave Leventhal, Notice. You can read his all of his stuff there. Washington Insider joining us live here on WBEN.